This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The airlines are coming off one of the worst years in the history of commercial aviation. And this year, the industry is projected to lose another $5 billion. The major airlines are slashing costs and doing their best to remake themselves into something more like the discount carriers. This is particularly obvious in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where two airlines, Southwest and American, have their headquarters. Southwest, the discounter, has continued to make money, while American is still searching for answers. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It wasn't like things were all that great in the airline industry even before 9/11. The dot-com bubble had already burst and taken the telecom industry down with it. But the last few years have been some of the most brutal the airline industry has ever experienced. Doesn't matter if you're a flight attendant or a senior vice president, there's plenty of anxiety to go around.
No, who are we talking about?
But walk into Southwest Airlines Dallas headquarters and there are smiles everywhere. Take a deep breath and you can smell the money.
We have lots of cash, we have access to capital, we have a very small amount of debt, and we have the best employees in the industry.
You're listening to Laura Wright, the very satisfied chief financial officer at Southwest Airlines.
The future, we believe, is low fares. And that's the environment that we live in right now. And it's clear that the American consumers view airline seats as a commodity, and they want the lowest price. You can't have low fares without low costs. And I think that's really the issue that our entire industry is faced with.
Last year, Southwest made $314 million profit while other airlines were busy negotiating in bankruptcy court. One very big reason is Southwest's fuel hedges. By buying in advance, Southwest is only paying $26 a barrel for jet fuel instead of the going rate of $48 a barrel. That's hundreds of millions of dollars saved. Another big advantage, Southwest is a one-jet fleet. The Boeing 737 is perfect for short hauls, and Southwest has used this plane to ride down the competition.
All of our crews can fly all of our airplanes, so we save on training. We have one set of spare parts. We don't have to have engines for six different fleet types at six different locations. It really goes on and on and on.
In Super Bowl, statistics are used to try to predict which team will overwhelm the other. Yards through the air, yards on the ground, who has the best overall defense? In the airline industry, you measure productivity, the number of flights per gate, the number of customers per employee, the number of hours planes and pilots spend in the air each day. And when you add these stats up, it's not hard to see which team is a good bet on game day. In the late 90s, it was the prevailing wisdom among industry experts that the major carriers like Delta, United, and American needed to be more like Southwest Airlines. Now the prevailing wisdom is that the big airlines need to be Southwest or perish from existence.
There was a lot of speculation that what airlines like American needed to do was to dismantle the hub-and-spoke network, that was the core of the problem. The difficulty with that is while the hub-and-spoke network creates complexity and cost, they also generate higher average revenues per seat.
Henry Joyner is the Senior Vice President of Planning at American Airlines. Joyner says that while American is borrowing heavily from Southwest playbook, the company is not going to change its overall strategy. American did downsize its fleet from 14 to 6 kinds of planes. Led by a younger CEO, Gerard Arpey, American finally realized, as Southwest had always understood, that its future lay in the hands and goodwill of its employees.
There you are. Have a good trip.
In a matter of months, the company began repairing its tattered relationship with its unions. Contracts were renegotiated, and productivity is up. But last year, American lost $700 million. This year, it is projected to lose almost as much. Still, the company has $3.5 billion in the bank, but it won't last forever. The question is, has American cut enough? Henry Joyner.
Well, I think enough in this business will never be enough, because every year I think we're going to continue to see a very competitive fare environment. We're going to continue to see even the lowest cost producers lower their cost. Enough every year is going to have a new definition.
If we have any passengers standing by for flight number 2096 and you are not in receipt of a boarding pass at this time, please come up to the counter.
But there's one market where American Airlines doesn't have to compete with Southwest, JetBlue, and the other discounters. Southwest doesn't fly to Tokyo.
Pacific traffic is just off the wall. Traffic to Europe has been much stronger. Traffic to Latin America has come back while the U.S. economy has grown more slowly. And what you've seen American do is move a bigger portion of its total flying into the international market to take advantage of that.
Move more of its chips to play at the international table and use its fat wallet to try to ride out the brutal domestic market. That's American's plan. As for Southwest Airlines, when CFO Laura Wright was asked what the next 5 years would be like, she smiled and said, full of opportunity. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Tomorrow, we meet the man who ran Continental Airlines for the last 10 years. Gordon Bethune is sure things will get better, even if he can't say when.